day.
Just repeating, the West Coast Eagles going down by 11 points to Richmond at the MCG today. We're heading towards a 5:40 bounce between the Fremantle Dockers and the Western Bulldogs. A couple of dogs out there having some shots at goal at the Subiaco end of the ground and just getting their eye in. Beautiful day and beautiful night looming for footy here in the West. And just updating you on that score at Etihad Stadium, it is the Demons leading by 5 points over Geelong with about 17 minutes to go before three-quarter time.
Have a look at the score, 8-13 to 9-2. So Melbourne are having a lot of chances. Even early in this third quarter, they've had a couple of shots on goal and obviously got one to put themselves in front. But they've been doing a lot of the attacking. And I saw West Coast game today. Look, they had a good old crack. But the one thing that you've got to say about Richmond, which I haven't seen often enough, is the way that they've been able to keep on working hard. I've seen them work hard for half and three quarters of a game, but they've been playing four quarters of footy. And last week's victory was really important over Collingwood. I think we saw Collingwood really back that up themselves with their result that they got over Sydney last night, which I thought was a high-quality game of footy. And that was just a hard-fought victory today by Richmond. West Coast never threw in the towel. They worked very hard to the end in what was difficult conditions, but they had their chances to win that match. And in the end, well done, Tigers.
And well done to Melbourne. Looks like they're going to kick clear with another goal looming shot from at the top of the square. They lead by 5 points over Geelong. Lockie Henderson receiving some treatment, but the Demons, haven't they shown something?
Yeah, well, this is Kent, West Australian boy. He's about to have a shot from directly in front. He's got the noggin bandaged up. He got a whack on the scon earlier and bled, so he's going in. And this has been, again, a beautiful kick, so a better start to the quarter by Melbourne. This time, they're kicking straight.
11 points is the lead to the Demons, and they have got their mojo very much up and running. By the way, Max Gawn on the bench in a tracksuit, injured his hamstring, so he won't play any part in this game, and you think would miss a few weeks after that. Let's go downstairs. Boundary side, Joel Siratsis has one of the assistant coaches from the Western Bulldogs with him chatting about tonight's game.
Thanks, Mark. Here with Stephen King, backline coach of the Western Bulldogs. You made a few trips out here at the end of last year. How's the team pulled up for today's game?
Yeah, we're looking pretty good, actually. Pretty solid lineup. Just Stewie Cromery going out for this week, so we're pretty settled. Yeah, and brought in Toby McLean back in again. So, we're pretty happy with the way the boys are going at the moment.
And obviously, a lot talked about their side, six changes for them. How does your side go about dealing with, I guess, the unknown of a few new faces?
Yeah, look, we prepare our boys the best possible way we can and just researching the players they've brought in. So, yeah, look, I guess it does bring a little bit of unpredictability with what they might do, but try and cover that as much as we can as a match committee. And for us with the playing group, just pretty much focus on what we need to do to get the points today.
No problems. I'll throw you upstairs to Mark Redding.
Stephen, obviously a good start to the season. Some of us thought maybe a little bit sluggish the Bulldogs might be after the heroics of last September/October, but it doesn't look like they've messed a beat. In fact, you look like you've come back in a very good frame of mind, both physically and also the way you've attacked the game.
Yeah, we're really pleased with the way the boys presented back at training, being able to do match play pretty much straight away. So to the point, sure, they had a lot of fun over the break, but also did a lot of work. So that enabled us to get to work and, with a shortened pre-season, still be able to do a fair bit of work and get that in. So we've been a little bit scratchy, but we found ways to get over the line, which is important this time of year.
Have you noticed every team follows what the Premiers did the year before? Have you noticed, we know higher scoring is part of what we're seeing in 2017. Other clubs perhaps try and replicate what you've done?
I think a little bit. I think also just the way umpiring and the rules have sort of evolved a little bit. The manning the mark, the holding the ball, there's less stoppages at times, and the ball seems to be moving up and down the ground a little bit quicker. So, people probably follow us, but follow the top three or four teams the last few years, and I think the game's continuing to evolve that way. It's what the game wants, higher scoring, more entertaining footy, and I think that's probably been the case.
Have you got a sense of the heat that has been put on Fremantle over here this week with regards to the way they performed in the first two matches?
I guess being over in Melbourne, we're removed a little bit from it, but you could imagine in a two-team town that'd be the case. I guess living in Melbourne last week, the whole Nathan Buckley, I mean, it's just that time of the year. The media want to write about something, and unfortunately, Freo dropping their first two, that's probably, they take their turn. But look, for us, our results could have gone either way the last 2 weeks as well. So we've just really been focused on what we've got to try and do and try and lift our standards a little bit as well.
And looking at tonight's game, we were salivating round one with Nat Fyfe, potentially Patrick Dangerfield. Let's just lose Danger for the moment and talk about the Bont. And any chance they'll cross paths in any fashion, or they shake hands perhaps at the start and then go and do their own thing?
I'm sure that you'll find them on each other. I think the way the footy's played today, regardless, in terms of players getting tagged or whatever, it's probably not happening as much. both players tonight out there playing against each other, and I'm sure you know that'll be a match-up for the ages, those two lining up at stoppage.
And obviously, with the message coming west, you obviously are the last team to beat your boys, albeit under slightly different circumstances. You'd rested players at the end of last season, but I'm sure you'd be expecting a very, very manic attack from your opposition tonight.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I've worked with Ross here, and I know you know what he'll be getting his players up for the start of the contest. We've got to be ready for that, absorb that, and then just, as I said before, just play a brand of footy that's held us in really good stead for the last 18 months. And if we do that, you know, we'll be right in the game.
Hey, Kingy, it's lucky you're not another foot taller. I reckon little Joel there, he definitely would need the milk crate, mate. Yeah, that might be better. Get down on your
knee. I'm trying to look after him here a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I notice you're getting a hunch back, mate. Now, just with a few of your younger blokes, Robertson in particular, Roberts it is, down back, and Big Cordy. Look, they've taken a little bit longer being bigger blokes, and you know what it's like being a bigger bloke, but they're playing their part now.
Yeah, they fitted in really well. I mean, we asked Dane to play forward last year throughout the final series, and now he's swung back, you know, obviously with Joel Hamlin coming across. So look, they picked up our system really well. Fletcher's been in the system now for 6 years, so he's got a lot fitter. He's been able to do a full pre-season, and I think with that comes a lot of confidence. So yeah, they've both, you know, I guess handled the tag of being a premiership player, and I think it's done a really good thing for them and, you know, their own belief in themselves and for the way they've attacked pre-season and the start of the seasons.
And another bloke, Marcus Adams, mate, back into the mix too. He's been really important. He was really physical last week.
Yeah, he's a fantastic athlete, Marcus. Coming up against Buddy and Reed, I thought he played really well. I mean, he covers the ground so well for a big man. He's got power, speed, and he just backs himself in the air. He's a great intercept marker of the footy. So to get him back, he's had his, you know, concerns with injury at the back half of last year. So I'm sure he's pretty keen to make up for lost time.
Stephen, apart from the fact you've taken time out to have a chat to us, which we really appreciate, good luck tonight. I have to say it's one of the best sporting stories we've seen in recent times, breaking that six-decade drought in October last year. Brought hope to a lot of footy clubs and footy fans, a lot of joy, and congratulations on that achievement, and also best of luck for the rest of 2017.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Stephen King with Joel Tsiratsis down there doing some of his finest work in the shade. I can't stop laughing at Joel. He does a wonderful job. And